there's friction about posting the video. How does that happen?
What do you think the friction is?
Maybe I don't want the world to judge me as an artist or musician in the context that I could be in need of $10,000.
I think that rejection space is really big, right? The internet can be a scary place. Be okay with not pleasing others, not doing things the way they want us to. So letting go of that perfectionism and being able to show up more authentically, can you grow to a place where you can tolerate people not affirming everything you do?
And welcome to the McCove Mindset Podcast. I'm Kevin McCove, and this week I'm really looking forward to bringing you my dear friend, Dr. Sierra Bard. She's a licensed psychologist, and she helps to guide artists like you and I to resilience and success. Whether you're feeling anxious, overwhelmed, or stuck in your career and your life, she's here to help. She is an incredible, incredible advocate for musicians and musicians' mental health and implementing psychological practices that help you move your career forward. I myself am a part of her No Grow Flow program, and I'm really looking forward to bringing you this interview and some tools that can help to move your artist career forward. So if you like what you hear, remember to hit like, hit subscribe, leave a comment, and let's get to it. Hello, Dr. Sierra. Welcome to the McCove Mindset Podcast.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Okay, so I mean, I'm really glad that you're here. I'm really glad that you're here because you've been super beneficial to my life in an amalgamation of ways, you know, and like I was going through so much turmoil in my personal life post pandemic, you know, and I don't think that you even knew really knew until I had to ask, you know, you to do a favor for me. But like the level of comfort that I was able to have with you, I've really valued it, you know, and so why don't you tell everybody what it is that you do, who you are, and what you do?
Okay. Well, I'm glad it's been so valuable. It's been mutually beneficial. I really enjoy our talks. So what I do, I work with artists of all kinds, and I am a licensed psychologist, but the capacity that I work with musicians is as an educator, a coach. Basically, I want to help musicians understand themselves on a deeper level, understand their anxiety patterns, why it is that they're getting stuck. I ultimately want them to become the expert of themselves so that they can achieve what they're going after. Because, I mean, I know you see this time and again, but artists putting themselves out there, not able to tolerate the anxiety and stress that comes with a career, or you know, rise to the professionalism that it takes to create a sustaining career. So that's what I do with musicians. We have a group. It's a closed group, so it's invite only, and that's Thursday mornings, and it's live. It's in the moment. We don't record. We're just there with each other. And then I offer individual sessions.
Yeah, and the group is great. I'm in the group. You know,
it's amazing.
I'm in the group. It is phenomenal. And I think it was like something that I didn't know that I needed. You know, it's one of those things where I was just unaware. I was unaware of all these different tools that you could use. And like, I personally, you know, like I read a lot, and I've read a lot of like psychology. I've read a lot of just like, you know, self-work type of stuff. Cause I'm really interested in it. And I've experienced that personal development, and that it's just like, whoa, there's so much more. Like the self is so deep, and you can continue to keep going and try to become this better version of yourself. And when you're in a group setting, which is unique, you really get to feel that camaraderie of like, I'm not the only one who feels like this. I'm not the only one going through these things. And like, we're a community of people all in this business and in this profession, and there's so much that we can learn from each other's experiences.
Yeah. I'm curious, Kevin, what's been the most helpful part of the group for you?
Having a place, having a safe space to speak, you know? And like when I say safe, you know, it's like, I just mean like a place where I can feel not judged for feeling the way that I feel. That's important. And also with, especially when it comes to like music based topics too, because it's really interesting how the things in your personal life, how you deal with those things, they kind of bleed into how you interact in your professional life. And there are certain scenarios that I don't think I was really understanding or very like mirrored, like really, really mirrored. So hearing other people and how they identify with that, I think that's the, that has been one of the most beneficial things to me, because it allows me to hear something that I may be going through or I may have feelings about, but in an external place. So I'm able to listen to it with a completely different like lens. Like if, you know, like sometimes it's like when some, when it's you and it's your situation, they talk about it, there's like a defensiveness that might go up, or there's kind of like an excuse that you might create. But when it's someone else, it's like, oh, I can kind of see all that. And then when you hear like the insight and the it, like, you know, tools that can be used to work through that, it's a little easier to kind of sit back and be like, I'm going to use those tools, or I'm going to do this or whatever, you know, that has been beneficial for me for sure.
Definitely. I think it's easier to see the problems in other people's lives. Like we feel them and experience them, but we can see other people way more clearly than we can see ourselves sometimes. And like you said, to have it be this external process and then be like, oh, okay, that might work for me. Or yeah, I might be part of my problem too. Let me see how I can approach it. It's a pretty non-defensive space, I think.
Yeah. Well, and I also think that like, so you're in a very unique position in where you get to learn from all of these different experiences that we all share and that we go through. And yeah, I'm curious to know, what are some of the biggest challenges that you find for musicians and songwriters and artists? Like, what are the biggest things that kind of come your way? Top three.
I think criticism is really hard for people to handle. Feedback in any form, because what artists are putting out there is part of who they are. So to have people push back on that can feel like rejection and can be really difficult. So I'd say rejection's a big one for musicians where they get stuck. And then I would say sabotage behaviors. So like my dad, he wasn't alone in using drugs and alcohol to really numb the intensity of the experience that he had as a musician. And he ended up dying of an accidental overdose about 17 years ago. And so the cost of these stuck places are really big. It, you know, he's not the only one. We watch these giants of musicians go through these kind of quick burning lives because the intensity of it is so hard. It's so hard to stay connected. And we find these self-sabotaging ways to get out of it, to get out of the intensity in the moment. And then I would say the third one, relationships. I talk to musicians a lot about relationships, and that's probably a human place to get stuck. But with musicians, like being able to stay connected to their emotions and really kind of deepen their intimacy and connection with people, whether that's romantic relationships or professional relationships.
Do you have any like quick advice, maybe like tacit advice that someone who's watching this right now, but you know, may not be able to get into your program, but would feels connected to everything that you just said, like it's like, wow, I really could use a tool or just something that could help me in that area, what would you say to that person?
I think I would say, don't be afraid of your emotions, but don't be indulgent in them either. Let yourself stay in contact with them, in meaningful contact. Connect with yourself through emotions. And I know as musicians, we do that through writing, through collaborations, through really just like being with yourself. But it's hard and it's uncomfortable. So a lot of times it feels like I want to get away from that, want to get away from myself. So letting those moments be there, letting the emotions be there, not being afraid of them, but also not being indulgent in them in an irresponsible way. It's really like we have a stewardship over ourselves in that way, that we need to know our limits and we need to carefully guard ourselves and our deep emotional connections.
I love that. And thank you. You know, one of the things that I got from our sessions together, our meetings.
Yeah, it gives you an opportunity to look at the piece of art differently as like, what does it look like when this is whole or complete rather than perfect? I hear people get stuck in perfectionism a lot. It's mostly an avoidance tool. It's mostly one of those things, it's just not perfect yet. Whoops. Right? Like right. It's one of those excuses we use. And so, yeah, I think you're exactly right. Okay, what if I don't indulge in that immature space of, ooh, it's just not perfect. What if I just said, what does it look like if it's whole? What happens if I let it be what it is? Yeah, I like that.
Yes. Like that. Speaking of, you know, finishing and shipping, and I have been telling people, been singing it to the rooftops about the Joyburst talent search, right? So this podcast is sponsored by Joyburst and they're putting on a talent search. So you can get on TikTok, you can get on Instagram, you can get on YouTube. If you post a video of you singing, doing anything that brings you joy, and you hashtag Joyburst talent search, it enters you in for an opportunity to win $10,000 cash. And all you have to do is post the video. You know the feeling that I have right now where I'm like, I have to tell people this and remind them, like, hey, remember, you could win $10,000 if you post this, and there's still friction against posting it. This is the conversations that we've had in some of the meetings. Maybe you can help me with this, right? Or help to articulate it. How is there friction about only having to post a video and hashtag Joyburst talent search to win $10,000, and yet people who know about it, who I've messaged directly, we've had conversation, there's friction about posting the video? How does that happen?
What do you think the friction is?
Personally, I think, because we've had these conversations, I believe that the friction is in the fact that it will be public. That's like, okay, I have to post it. It will go up on social media. It'll be there for the world to see, and the world can judge me. And mm-hmm. I don't know if I want the world to judge me, even though some of these people post music content all the time. Like, I don't want the world to judge me. And maybe I don't want the world to judge me as an artist or a musician in the context that I could be in need of $10,000.
Yeah. I think that rejection space is really big, right? The internet can be a scary place. people can just say whatever they want without any repercussions. So I agree with you. I think that's a real sticking point for people. I also think, like, as far as the will and what we've been talking about, that centerpiece, we really are pushing towards this space as artists to be okay with not pleasing others, not doing things the way they want us to. So letting go of that perfectionism and being able to show up more authentically. I think to do that really is, it's a push for people, a valuable one, one that might get them $10,000 and really awesome, you know, recognition in that way. But the hurdle's big. And so the question for them is like, can I tolerate it if people don't like what I do? And I would say, if your answer to that is no, then that's your place to push. I just can't tolerate people seeing me or, you know, feeling like people don't like what I did. All right. That's your area to grow. Can you grow to a place where you can tolerate people not affirming everything you do? Because that's real.
Right. That's so powerful. I think what you just said is like very, you know, realistically, that would have been hyper valuable even in the setting of like, I'm in a meeting with the CEO and everyone at like the marketing agency and everyone who's working on this project. And the question is like, why do we think there's this area of friction? Is this not enough money? Is this not, like, are we not marketing it the correct way? Are we not, you know, and really what you're saying is like, well, we're thinking of it like $10,000 should remove the friction. It should reduce the friction to someone to be able to do that. But you're saying that it's not external to us. It's really more of like shifting the psychology of the person who would engage in it.
Yeah, I think $10,000 might push some people to do it. But what you're talking about, the internal piece, is the individual growing into that position. You know, and musicians talk about all the time wanting to get stuff out there. Well, they're creating all the time. They are doing it for free. The money is a nice incentive. And it's more of a personal maturity to get to the point to say, I'm going to put it out there, no matter what the comments are. I'm going to be proud of something that I do, knowing that it's not going to be received well by everyone. That's a hard place to get.
Right. You know, for anybody who's watching this, I wasn't even really expecting the conversation to go here, but because that's like an area of friction, I'm like, I really do encourage you to enter the Joyburst Talent Search. It's a real opportunity where you can actually win $10,000. $10,000 is a lot of money and it's valuable. You could use it for your music career or you could just use it for your personal life. Like, it will be valuable to you. And if there is an area of friction that you're feeling, I would like you, I would encourage you to use this as an opportunity to jump past that hurdle. Because there may be something really incredible on the other side for just you. Outside of the money, outside of like the opportunities and stuff, but just something really incredible on the other side for you.
Yeah, I like that a lot because that's exactly right. We get to this point, oh, well, how do we grow? What does it look like? Use this. Use this as a way to be like, I'm going to feel, well, first I'm going to enjoy making the music and it's going to challenge me. Then I'm going to feel so uncomfortable when I push post. And I know that automatically there are eyes on it. And then I can sit with that. I can tolerate it. And every time I do that, every time I trust myself, relax a little, respect that space and like relax, I get stronger personally. I think this is a great way to push that. I guess I'm curious now at this point in your career, what are the stuck places or maybe a stuck place that other people can identify with?
I think that a stuck place for me right now is like, do I want to stay where I'm at? Because this is like relatively comfortable. Like, it's like, okay, I get to make music. I'm making music for TV and advertising. I'm working on some different stuff. Like, if I keep it at this level, I probably will be able to maintain access to my family and my kids at this very high degree, which is new for me and I like it. But there's a part of me that's like, you could get after it so much more aggressively. You could, like, there's a window of opportunity here to like make another jump. And I want to do that, but I know that it will come at the cost of the level of access I have to like my personal time and family and stuff. I know that it's going to come at that cost. It's going to require a bit from me.
Yeah.
So I'm stuck. Like, what do I do?
Yeah. You're kind of developing who you are as an artist ongoing. I think a lot of people can really resonate with that at whatever stage and whatever changes they're making, because there are real risks and there are real losses associated with that. And I think one of the default things that musicians will tend to do is kind of wait for that decision to be made for them, right? Rather through whoever they're working with or opportunities to come. But what I hear you saying is like, you're thinking through that process and kind of defining who you are at this stage in your career. And I think that's the harder option. And I don't think we know necessarily until we make movement. We take chances, we test ourselves, and then we stay connected to how we feel. The researcher that I really love, his name's David Schnarch, and he says, we don't we don't find a new way of acting by thinking. We act ourselves into a new way of thinking. So basically, we have to make the movements. We have to trust ourselves, not that we'll always get it right, but that we are connected enough to ourselves that we will edit and shift when needed. And then we have to live up to that trust, right? Because that's not inherent. The life of a musician is intense, can be very intense. And so really kind of rising to that level of trustworthiness within yourself and then putting it to action. It's not always other people's decision what that looks like. And to work with you, you stepping into that position in a more responsible, mature way can look very appealing to people.
Thank you for that. This is what I mean. This is what I mean. It's like, it's so valuable speaking with you. You know, I really, like I said, I'm super happy and thankful to know you. Just as like a human being. Like, you're an awesome, you're like a dope vibe. You know, I think that's how we even like connected in the first place. You know, it's just like, you have a good vibe. And continuing that vibe has been like, yeah, anything that you want to do, I'm down to do. You know, I really appreciate you. I really vibe with you. And I think that you're one of those people who, like, you bring light wherever you are. That everyone who comes in contact with you, their life is made better for it. You know, so for anybody watching this, I truly mean this. You know, check her out. Check out the No Grow Flow website. Look at the resources that I'm going to provide below. And if it's something that truly interests you, you know, apply to be in one of the programs. And, you know, if it's a good fit, then it'll be a good fit.
Awesome. Thank you, Kevin. I feel that mutual respect, and I'm glad we're connected. It's been great.
All right. Thank you so much.